I don't know if I don't want to do 30 squat cleans today. 90 squat cleans.
Is that a lot?
To the normal people, yes.
Do you know which one I really like? Remember the trainer workout, the 45 double unders, 45 squat cleans, 45 ring dips, 45 double unders?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that one?
No.
That one's really good. This is my first CrossFit workout.
Tommy V?
Yep. I mean, it was the first day I ever looked at the site. That's what I did.
What weight did you use for your thrusters?
I had no idea what I was doing. I started with 115 pounds. I didn't know what a thruster was. I would do a front squat, and then I would struggle to press it up overhead. I didn't realize it was like one connected movement, and my rope, I had a 30-foot rope. It took me forever, and I came to the black box with scars all over like a week later. 7 muscle ups in 30 seconds, and then 7, and then 10 hang power cleans in 30 seconds.
That was our stop.
What do you mean?
It didn't stop at Carlton.
What do you mean?
I'm saying it skipped Carlton.
Are they going to apologize for that? This week I did Helen, Barbara, Fight Gone Bad, and Fran. My first week of CrossFitting. All is RX. I didn't start becoming the fastest time in the class until like the second week. The first week, like, 2 people finished ahead of me on Helen. 2 guys.
Is that because you didn't?
No, I finished
fully
first on Barbara.
Intensity or?
I don't think I could have finished first on Helen that night. My first Helen, though, I think was like 9 and change. This past year, my first year competing at the Games, in all honesty, I just wanted to take it all in. I was exposed to CrossFit on a bigger scale for the first time. I had trained in isolation. Prior to that, I had been CrossFitting about 12 weeks. My only experience with CrossFit at that point had been at the Black Box. There were some pretty amazing people there, but there were no other female athletes for me to compare myself against, so I hadn't had that experience. On Memorial Day weekend, so about, 6 weeks before the Games, I had done my first level 1 cert, and I think that's probably where, if anybody had heard about me, I had done a 3-minute flat Fran at my level 1 cert, so I guess that probably generated a little bit of buzz. But I went into the game saying, I'm going to do my absolute best. I knew I had weaknesses. I knew that I'd never really done the Olympic lifts before. I also knew that there was, like, no denying the fact that as long as anybody had been CrossFitting, I had probably been doing a lot of the movements, especially the calisthenic and gymnastic movements and running, a whole lot longer than other people. But I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know what was out there. I knew what I saw in videos. I knew what I read on the site. But I didn't know what to expect. I knew my capabilities somewhat. I was really, really surprised by the last workout, the full squat clean and jerk. So It was definitely a surprise to me. It was a movement that I definitely didn't have down prior to the Games. Coach Berginer worked with me quite a bit. I think he helped me out a whole lot. I think my time was probably a minute faster than it would have been if he hadn't helped me out that morning. I also think that some part of me was a little arrogant in thinking that, hey, I'm really, really strong. Doesn't matter if I could do this right, I'll just move it faster. There was definitely a part of me that said, you know what, it doesn't matter. And if you look back at the video of that, I certainly let the full squat clean out go out the window, and I sort of did. I mean, if I watch it now, I definitely did an upright row or a reverse curl and then a thruster. But I wouldn't give it for the world. I'm actually very, very, very happy with the way that I placed at the Games. I really admire Tanya and Katie. I could honestly tell you that I feel better coming out of the Games having taken third than if I would have won the Games. I don't know how I would have felt. If I had been CrossFitting for 12 weeks and stepped into the CrossFit Games and won the Games, I don't know what I would have felt after. Like, I know I have something to work towards. I know that those girls did something that day that I couldn't have done that day. So I left the Games really, really, really inspired. Prior to the Games, probably 75% of the women's competitive field would come up to me and say, so you're the one, or like, it's your Games. And that kind of freaked me out a little bit, because at that point, what had I done? The only thing I'd ever done in public that anybody had seen at that point was a 3-minute Fran. I mean, other than that, and I understand that, like, part of that is a little bit humbling to me and scares me that's, I guess if you purely look at numbers and say, here are the benchmarks, these are the girls' name workouts, you know, what are Jillian's times compared to other people? These are the hero workouts. These are certain workouts. And I do post on the main site, so people are able to see my time. So I don't think that's kind of that crazy that they would come up with that. But, I mean, anything could happen. So do I feel more pressure on me being the favorite going into the games, I try not to think about it and let it get to me at all. Being at the games, I was able to see a bigger picture of CrossFit. What I do is study the movements. This is the movement vocabulary of CrossFit. The main site programming seems to very well prepare you for what could come up at the games. So what I do is I use the main site as the backbone of my training program, and I'm able to see weaknesses. And another thing I do is analyze all the programming that other people are doing. You know, I look at the boxes, like, where is Tanya training at? What is she? I don't know what she's doing. I know what her box is doing. What's Katie's box doing? What are people doing at other places? And I kind of follow the trends in CrossFit. But I have a much better handle at this point on my strengths and weaknesses. I try not, like I said, try not at all let it get to me that I might possibly be for the favorite for the games. But like I said, I really, really, really respect those women. And I try to learn from them. Like, if I see a video of them doing a movement, I try to learn from them. I just want to be as prepared as possible. I think the level of competition, once again, it's going to get much, much higher. I've learned enough about CrossFit to not predict anything. To say I absolutely have no idea what's going to come up at the games. I want to see the women's field get better and better and better and better. I want to get my ass kicked. I think it's important to have that happen. It was important that it happened at the games, and it's important to, like, I think it would really, 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 really drive me. Like, I don't like... That's why I enjoy traveling and being in other boxes. I don't want to be the fastest time on the board all the time, because I realize, and I probably didn't realize... I guess I didn't come upon this until recently, but I have more to give. And when there are other competitors there, like, I definitely know that I'm somebody that thrives on competition. If you're always going to finish first anyway, you don't know that, you know, there was kind of more in the tank.